Low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
A mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 61. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows dip down to about 38. Cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance for scattered showers. Highs level off around 68.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 48.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The UN's Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change releasing a report today focusing on potential mitigation measures. Those include agriculture's potential to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The report also is supposed to evaluate the costs and benefits of carbon capture and sequestration, which is now being looked at as a strategy to offset emissions from ethanol production. Now, this report could give a boost to stalled efforts in Congress to enact at least some of the climate provisions in the Build Back Better bill. Ag Committee Chair Debbie Stabenow expressing hope that the BBB provisions could gain some congressional approval. Ag Secretary Vilsack in Mexico today and tomorrow. The visit comes as the administration is pushing Mexico to remove barriers to biotech seed traits. Avian flu continues to march across the country, most recently hitting some turkey operations in North Carolina, as well as the backyard and commercial flocks in Massachusetts, Wyoming, Ohio, Texas, and North Dakota. That according to the Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. About 32,000 birds were destroyed at the first turkey operation in North Carolina after highly pathogenic avian influenza was detected there last week. Subsequently, that state's ag department found the HPAI and two other facilities containing about 28,000 other birds. And the average new car will be required to get at least 49 miles per gallon by 2026 under fuel efficiency standards announced by the Transportation Department. That's an increase of 33% over 2021 goals, according to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Marshall County Extension Office reminds beef producers the 62nd Annual Quality Beef Day will be Saturday, April 9th at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Shows open to all youth 21 and below. New this year, a selection of the top five overall market and breeding animals. Early entry deadline of $20 is Monday, April 4th. After Monday, the entry fee increases to $25. Entry information available online and on a Facebook page at Quality Beef Day. The Beef Day Saturday, April 9th, begins 7 a.m. with registration at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A pedestrian died after being struck by a car Friday on the Kansas Turnpike in Wichita, authorities said. The collision was reported at 8:24 p.m. Friday on I-35 on the Turnpike near East MacArthur Road. According to the KHP, a 2017 Kia Forte was southbound on I-35 when a pedestrian entered the roadway. The Kia then struck the pedestrian, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The pedestrian was identified as Dominic Andrew Gibson, 25, of Wichita. The driver of the Kia, Charisse DeAndre Brown, 25, of Kansas City, Missouri, was reported uninjured. Fire crews in Olathe rescued two adults and two children from a fire early Sunday morning. Crews were dispatched to the apartment building at Cedar and Water Streets at approximately 4 a.m. Damage to the building was moderate and one couple was displaced as a result of the fire. Investigators continue to look for a cause of the blaze. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
A woman was killed this weekend in a single vehicle crash on I-70 in Ellsworth County. Friday morning around 4 o'clock, an injury crash was reported on I-70 at milepost 226 in Ellsworth County. EMS, fire, rescue, and deputies responded to the scene and found a 2019 Range Rover in the ditch. The driver was identified as 28-year-old Joseph Helvey of Ellsworth. A passenger in the vehicle was identified as 28-year-old Blair Helvey, also of Ellsworth, who was pronounced dead at the scene. The crash is still under investigation. The Wichita Fire Department responded to a fire that started early Sunday afternoon at the back door of a trailer home located in the 11,700 block of East Waterman. Three people in the house were able to safely get out because their smoke alarm alerted them to the fire quickly. One firefighter was hurt while fighting the fire and was transported to a local hospital. The home is estimated to have sustained $40,000 in damages. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Dames Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dames now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dames Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A 50-year-old trucker from Miami has been sentenced to 2 years of probation and 90 days of house arrest for a crash that killed a father and son in Nebraska. York Wynn Crawford was sentenced Friday in the deaths last September of 41-year-old Mark Capus and his 7-year-old son Taylor. Investigators said Crawford was driving a semi-trailer on I-80 on September 4th when he crashed into a line of vehicles that had slowed to exit. Crawford pleaded no contest in February to misdemeanor vehicular homicide charges. A Nebraska man on parole for murder has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison for plotting a home invasion robbery that was foiled when he tried to buy a gun from an undercover agent and recruited a confidential FBI informant to act as his getaway driver. The FBI obtained recordings of 43-year-old Rufus Dennis of Omaha in which he said he wasn't going to be caught or identified or would leave no witnesses behind. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offers valid on the group worries paid by 4-4-2023. The group credit is taxed with these non-all qualified. Any term financing for Ford Motor Credit here at the same APR for 36 months is 2778 per month for deposit finance. All four UPC dealer offers can't be tomorrow.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Leslie Jeter is leaving as emergency management assistant and will take the post of jail clerk office manager with the county sheriff's office. Emergency management will advertise for a replacement. MCAC and Marysville Police met to discuss the Choose the Arts summer camp being sponsored in conjunction with the Axtell Schools, designed to implement bullying, drugs, and alcohol prevention. Once the camps get established, they should be fiscally self-sufficient. They're asking for help with startup costs. Commissioners voting to approve $25,000 from the Special Alcohol Fund. The matter of cattle guards came up again with a request for a conversation with commissioners. The county councilor advised it's an unwritten policy that any requests regarding township roads need to start with the township board. Marshall County Agency on Aging is offering free rides for Marshall County residents through the month of April. Rides available first come, first serve for medical and service appointments, shopping, work, errands, group trips, and more. In addition to regularly scheduled runs to Manhattan, Lincoln, and Topeka, they can make arrangements for special requests, 24-hour advance reservations preferred through the Marshall County Agency on Aging at 562-2020, again offering free rides through the month of April for Marshall County residents. Washington County Commissioners last week continued discussion of nearly $1 million in ARPA federal funding, options available for this second round of funds from the American Rescue Plan. Among ideas were assisting with housing, as affordable housing options are in short supply. Other ideas included industrial or utility expansions. No decisions were made. NextEra officials plan to meet with Washington County Commissioners April 18th regarding the High Banks Wind Project. Nemahal County Senior Services advised commissioners they'd like to do a community needs assessment. Commissioners stated this project may be incorporated with work the Planning Commission is doing. Charges of gross negligence contributing to the death of a Blue Springs woman have resulted in a tort filing against the Gage County attorney for $25 million. 40-year-old Brooke Cook, who was shot and killed last April by her estranged partner, 49-year-old Jason Arnold, who died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The pair were found by authorities inside a house along Oak Road near Blue Springs after receiving a 911 call. Cook's family is claiming that as a result of charges not refiled after a history of threats and Arnold's enrollment in diversion for criminal offenses, that Gage County Attorney Roger Harris was negligent, contributing to the death. A protection order prohibiting contact was reportedly violated, and Arnold had failed to appear in county court on those charges prior to the murder-suicide. Gage County Board of Supervisors were apprised of the case. The claim may be accepted, denied, or no action taken within a six-month period. The Nemahal County Sheriff's Office received a report of theft by deception recently. An unknown person presenting themselves as Publishers Clearinghouse claimed the victim was a winner, convincing them to send over $1,000 in gift cards in order to claim the prize. As a general rule, you should never have to provide payments in any form to claim a prize. An injury accident was reported in Wymore last Thursday morning. Elizabeth Sayers of Wymore reportedly fell asleep crossing the center line, colliding with LaVon Robstenick of Wymore, who did admit herself and three children, passengers in her vehicle, for examination of possible injuries. Bobby L. Price, age 69, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Bobby Price.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Braddock works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
USD 223 is looking to fill two custodian positions and a cook position for the Hanover Public School. Candidates must be 18 years old and hold a valid driver's license. The position starts immediately. Applications can be found on the USD 223 website. Interviews and background checks will be scheduled promptly. Competitive wages and benefit packages are available. Two custodians and a cook position for the Hanover Public Schools open immediately. For information, contact Tim Mueller at 785-747-6956 or email tmueller@usd223.org.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions continuing to stay clear and mild throughout the day today, before a chance for some rain throughout the region on Tuesday. Today, we can expect to see highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and mid-60s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s throughout Kansas, and the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Missouri. Staying nice and mild throughout the overnight hours with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-30s and lower 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 30s and lower 50s throughout Missouri. A chance for some rain showers throughout the region on Tuesday, and temperatures will be warmer, with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s throughout Iowa, the mid-40s and lower 60s throughout Nebraska, lower 60s and lower 80s throughout Kansas, and mid-60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high on this date 92. The average low 38 and the record low 18. Sunset this evening 7:53. Sunrise in the morning at 7:07.
This should be a memorable springtime for stargazers. It's our April Sky Watchers Guide today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 4th, the 94th day of the year. Actor Craig T. Nelson has a birthday, and CBS pulled the Smothers Brothers off the air on this day in 1969 in a censorship dispute. Viewing opportunities in the nighttime sky are upon us, and stargazers should check out these immediate highlights. Tonight and tomorrow night, Mars and Saturn come extremely close together, with Venus to their left. They float a comfortable 15 degrees high. Saturn is slightly brighter than orange Mars. And later in the month, watch for the Lyrid meteor showers. These meteor showers reach their peak on the night of April 21st. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more stargazing advice online anytime at almanac.com.
SunMart is proud to support the Beatrice Orangemen spring sports teams. The fans know the guys and girls possess the teamwork, spirit, talent, determination, and stamina that will take them to the top this week. Good luck, athletes, from your friends and fans at SunMart in Beatrice. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram knows that the Beatrice Orangemen spring sports teams are on top of their game this season and applauds the athletes' fine determination, skill, and awesome drive. Good luck, boys and girls, in this week's events from your fans at Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram in Beatrice. All of us at Premier Chevrolet Buick GMC knows the Beatrice Orangemen and Lady O spring sports teams have the talent and drive to dominate the competition in their events this week. Good luck, guys and girls. Do your best and beat the rest. From your loyal fans here at Premier Chevrolet Buick GMC in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Two historic programs collide tonight when the number 8 seeded North Carolina Tar Heels, who are 29-9, face off against the number 1 seed Kansas Jayhawks in the 2022 National Championship game. Kansas goes into the game on a 10-game win streak, which includes an impressive 81-65 win over Villanova in the Final Four. North Carolina has won 5 straight games, outlasting Duke 81-77 on Saturday. Tip-off for tonight's game is set for 8:20 p.m. Kansas State University says former men's basketball coach Bob Huggins has been officially named as one of 13 individuals in the class of 2022 Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. While Huggins spent just one season with the Wildcats, K-State said he helped resuscitate the program, which had not enjoyed a 20-win season or postseason appearance in 8 years. He guided the team to a 23-12 overall record and to the second round of the NIT. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It's truck month at Rusty Egg Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Egg Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Egg Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Egg Ford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Offer valid on the group worth paid by
As expected, top prospect Bobby Witt Jr. has made the Kansas City Royals opening day roster. That's according to MLB Network's John Heyman. Witt joins Tigers first baseman Spencer Torkelson and Reds righty Hunter Green as elite prospects who have made their team's opening season rosters in 2022. Witt, who's 21, was the number two pick in the 2019 draft. Witt is a natural shortstop, though it's likely he'll play third base in deference to Adalberto Mondesi and Gold Glove candidate Nicky Lopez. Witt has played some third base in the minors and also in spring training, so it won't be an entirely new position to him. Kansas Jayhawks guard Ochai Agbaje can add yet another honor during a senior season. This one a little closer to home. Oak Park High School has declared today as Oak Park Day. That's O-C-H Park Day in honor of Agbaje, who had his number retired at the school earlier this year. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
It all comes down to this.
Shoots, he scores, and the foul. A chance at a three-point play.
One game left.
A two-hand monster jam.
Join us Monday. It's the Kansas Jayhawks versus the North Carolina Tar Heels for the national championship on your home for Kansas Jayhawk basketball.
The Kansas Jayhawks take on the North Carolina Tar Heels this Monday for the national championship with pregame starting at 7:30. Right here on 95.5 KNDY.
K-State football fans, be in Bill Snyder Family Stadium this fall as All-American Deuce Vaughn and the Wildcats host 7 home games.
Beast loose, touchdown, Deuce Vaughn!
Including Missouri, Oklahoma State, Texas, and KU. Season tickets start at just $150. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to order your season tickets by the Friday, April 22nd priority deadline. Fill the bill this fall for K-State football. Go Cats!
Plant a few Easy Care Dahlia tuberous roots directly in your garden this spring and enjoy colorful blooms midsummer through the first fall frost. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The early season foliage provides a nice backdrop for earlier blooming annuals and perennials. Boost their ornamental value by including a few of the burgundy-leafed varieties. Then enjoy the colorful addition to the late season the blossoms provide. Use shorter border dahlias along walkways, next to the patio, or at the front edge of a flower garden, and taller varieties in the middle and back of the garden bed. Dazzle your visitors with the many unique size and shape flowers. The rolled petals of the cactus-type dahlias add texture to the garden, while the huge dinner plate flowers create a bold focal point. Plant a few in your vegetable garden so you can harvest some blossoms to place on your dinner table as you enjoy your evening meal. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
We know that France is known for its vineyards, but many of us don't know that in the mid-1800s, an unknown culprit put the future of those grapes in serious jeopardy. It was some folks from Missouri who figured out the mystery and saved the industry. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more.
I'm
Valentine Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In the mid-1800s, one of the major areas for grape and wine production in the U.S. was along the Missouri River, near the town of Herman, Missouri. As John Held explains, those Missourians were called upon to help with a problem far from home.
And this became very important in the 1860s when an American native insect called Phylloxera was accidentally introduced into Europe and started wiping out those vineyards.
It took a man from Missouri to diagnose the problem in Europe.
The French were perplexed as to what was causing this, and it was actually a Missourian by the name of C.V. Riley who identified the causal insect of the disease, Phylloxera.
And now, with the problem identified, those vineyard owners near Herman were called upon to save their European counterparts.
Several individuals in the U.S., including a couple of key individuals in Missouri, started shipping native plant material over to Europe, which was then used either as rootstocks and eventually in breeding hybrid varieties for resistance to the insect.
John says that many winemakers in Europe still know the name of C.V. Riley, a Missourian who identified the insect and then worked with others to get resistant plant material from this country to Europe to help those growers.
So literally, Missouri and some of the Herman viticulturists played a key role in saving the European grape industry in the 1800s.
This winery, Stone Hill, has quite a story itself. It was the second largest winery in the nation in the 1800s, and it still flourishes today. Traveling the countryside in Herman, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
Let your tractor tires be the reason you can't get in the field on time. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A good tire inspection now can prevent downtime later as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Probably getting anxious to hop on the tractor and start spring field work. Before you do, it's important to identify any tire problems now. Check tire pressure, valves and stems, nuts and bolts, and integrity of the construction. A bad tire can lose traction in wet soils, waste fuel, and increase downtime. Brad Harris is a field engineer with Firestone Ag. He says they did a study that found it costs about $681 per hour during the optimal planting season if you're waiting for someone to come out and fix the tire. Whether to replace or fix a tire might not always be obvious.
Firestone has a 7-step video on their website to help you.
That helps customers walk through all the different things that they need to look at to help them decide, is it time that I need to replace this, or am I going to be able to get another season or two out of the tires that are on my piece of equipment? So things like checking for cuts and tears in the sidewalls and in the tread, and looking at the skid depth, the actual tread depth of the tires, a good judge to say, yeah, it's time to go buy new tires, or no, I can keep running.
To do the inspection, bring the tractor into the shop and park it on a concrete pad so you can walk around the machine.
We don't have to lift the tire up, but just do a physical inspection. Touch it, look over it real good, get a flashlight out, make sure it doesn't have cuts and snags. We will ask customers to drive forward and backwards to look at the tread area that may have been on the ground. I usually tell people it takes about 15 to 20 minutes to inspect a set of tires on a tractor.
If you notice uneven wear in your tires, it may be a result of improper inflation or a sign that the tires need to be rotated. Learn more about tractor tire inspection at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Taking the speed bumps out of the carbon market enrollment process today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811. Call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com.
April is National Safe Digging Month, and One Oak wants to remind you once again about the need to call or click 811 before you dig. You'll prevent injuries, property damage, and potential utility outages. Again, this reminder is from One Oak. SIBO Technologies wants to streamline the process for farmers to enroll in the carbon marketplace. CEO Dan Ryan says the company offers a less complicated application.
There's a lot of noise out there, and so the grower advisor facing application really serves two purposes. One is very quickly, in 30 seconds, allow a grower to know which incentive programs they may be eligible for and what the potential return would be. Secondly, if they're eligible for a program and they want to enroll, there's a streamlined online process.
Ryan says SIBO Grower incorporates three incentive programs: Carbon Bridge for new adopters of regenerative agriculture practices, SIBO Certified Regenerative for early adopters, and a cooperative effort with the Carbon Credit Registry, Vera. Ryan suggests this may address the reluctance of farmers to jump into the carbon marketplace.
They often have to do a lot of work to even understand if they're eligible for something and how much they might make. Just to understand that is often a long time period. That's one that we're trying to solve by doing this rapid qualification. Second, many of them don't want to take on the cost and risk of doing these conversions, these transitions, without having some guaranteed revenue stream.
Learn more at SIBOTechnologies.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the disconnect between the agricultural industry and legislators at the federal and even at the statewide levels has been causing a lot of stress for many farmers and ranchers whose livelihoods are at stake. As many state legislative sessions going on across the nation, there seems to be a lot of input coming from urban lawmakers rather than the rural lawmakers. And that's happening right now in Washington State, according to Washington Policy Center's Pam Lewison.
To be clear, if you are not one of the less than 1% of people who are producing food as a job, you are not an expert on how to do it.
She says that everybody that should be having input on the conversation should be the ag community, as they are the ones that are the experts.
I think it is critical that we start having legitimate two-way conversations about food production, because less than 1% of the population in Washington State generates the second largest industry of this state.
She goes on to say that it's time right now to bring the ag community to the table for better conversations.
I do not understand still, and I have not been in public policy a long time, but I have been a farmer legitimately my entire life. I still do not understand how it is possible that we have not been afforded a very prominent seat at the discussion table. Second largest industry in the state.
Finally, she says that there is so much as of right now that many farmers and ranchers in the ag community don't get credit for.
We have learned as a community to produce more food with less land. We've learned to be more efficient in how we use that land and the water that's available to us and feed more people because we've had to.
She says that many state legislators seem oblivious to where their food actually comes from. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited power train warranty.
Herbster Angus Farms annual bull and female sale is Monday, April 11th, Marysville Livestock Auction. The sale catalog is available online for inspection at herbsterangus.com with a link on their Facebook page as well. The bulls and females are available for viewing at Falls City this week and will be at the sale barn in Marysville all day Sunday and Monday with sale time again Monday, April 11th, beginning at 1 o'clock. For additional details, contact Ed at 612-859-9815, herbsterangus.com, or find him on Facebook. Sale day, Monday, April 11th.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Supreme Court will hear the case against California's Proposition 12, filed by the American Farm Bureau and National Pork Producers Council. Michael Clements on what the expected move forward will be.
California's Proposition 12 seeks to ban the sale of pork from hogs that don't meet the state's arbitrary production standards, even if the pork was raised on farms outside of California. The Supreme Court just decided to hear a challenge to the law by Farm Bureau and the National Pork Producers Council. Travis Cushman, AFBF Senior Counsel for Public Policy, says the decision is a significant milestone.
It's a very exciting decision. It means the Supreme Court is interested in reviewing whether or not what California has done here is constitutional. That's an incredibly high bar to reach. Supreme Court takes less than 1% of cases a year that come before it, which means that there are a ton of cases that are very deserving that never have the opportunity. But here, the Supreme Court at least views that we have reached that bar to decide this important issue.
Cushman says Prop 12 has far-reaching consequences beyond the pork industry.
It makes these animal care practices in the hands of voters and not in the hands of the folks that actually take care of the animals. That is a very, very unfortunate precedent to have, not just for farmers in the pork industry, but farmers across the country, even outside of the animal industry. But this law says that voters in one state can dictate how something is created. So that means that California could tell folks, you can't sell products into our state unless you meet our minimum wage requirements, for example. That has very, very far-reaching implications for folks in every industry.
Cushman outlines what the timeline for the case may look like.
Next up, we will go through another round of briefing with the Supreme Court. There will also be amicus opportunities for interested parties to file the court as well. I expect that oral arguments will happen sometime in October with a decision by either December or early 2023.
Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Season will soon be upon us, and if you're looking for a specific used baler, consider the price of cattle that year on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office.
committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Used machinery shortage is still going on, but if you're in the market for a baler, you might have better luck. Dave Mowitz is Successful Farming's executive machinery editor. He discovered in some areas there have been a lot of recent trade-ins on 1- and 2-year-old round balers. To find the model year baler you want, consider what cattle prices were like then.
So let's say 3 years ago, cattle prices were high. A lot of guys bought balers, rakes, other haying equipment. And they traded in a bunch at that time. So there'll be a lump of machinery have come in on that year. You know, cattle prices stay high for 2 to 3 years. That usually evens out. But typically you'll have a surge in purchases of new balers, new haying equipment. And then that puts a lot of used equipment on the marketplace.
Be cognizant of exactly what you're looking for as you begin your search. There may not be any in your area, but don't be afraid to look outside of your region. Balers are easy to move, and your dealer will help you with transportation arrangements.
Are you looking for a late model baler, something with very few bales on it? Then that's one thing. But if you're looking for something that's many years old, you want to kind of not be tied into years so much, but numbers. And I can't say this to stress this enough for people. Go to the internet, look, research the internet. Look at these sites and that'll kind of give you an indication of what's available by year.
If you can, be sure to give the baler a good inspection, especially looking for wear of the carriage bolts behind the belts. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about used round balers at agriculture.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier going through a Monday today. Been pretty consistent on the board today. Grains mostly higher. Livestock a little bit lower on the board as we get closer to the wrap-up of the first day of the week and the first full week of the month of April. As we see corn slightly higher than what we had seen just about an hour ago, with May corn sitting up near 10 and 3-quarter cents in the green at 745 and 3-quarters. Kansas City wheat for May also up a little bit, 22 and 3-quarter cents higher at 10.36, even a bushel. In the bean market, May soybeans up 16 cents right now, sitting at 15.98 and 3-quarters. July up by 19 and a half cents at 15.86 and a quarter. On the meal side, May meal up $4.40 right now at 4.54.40. And the soybean oil for May in the green by 78 cents at 71 and 98. Cotton market, they've seen some decent growth throughout the day today as May cotton's up $3.56 at 138.11. The canola for May is up $20.90. Big growth there. Currently sitting at 11.54 and 80 cents. In the oats market, kind of mixed on the board. As May's down 8 pennies at 7.32, even a bushel. The July oats are up in the green a penny at 7.12 and 3-quarters. Livestock mostly lower all across the board here. April live cattle down a buck and a quarter at 137.40. The feeder cattle for April down $3.22 at 158.32. May feeder cattle as well down by 377 at 162.35. Hog market taking a bit of a hit today as April's down a $1.57 at 99.72. May down $3.50 right now at 109.67. U.S. dollar index today a little bit green on the board here as June index is up by 38 cents right now at $99.01. We have 30-year bonds for June down just slightly at 148.31, and the 10-year notes for June in the red just slightly sitting at 122.02. Stock market still mostly higher here as the Dow Jones is up 21 points at 34,839.
Truck month at Rusty Ecord. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Ecord under MSRP while locking in your incentive, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Ecord will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Eck Ford. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Offers valid on the group worth $35,443. Group benefits taxes fees not qualified. Only for financing before loan credit. Here at the same APR for 36 months is 2778 for 1,000 finance. Offer new piece of dealer offers.
Marshall County Extension Office reminds beef producers the 62nd Annual Quality Beef Day will be Saturday, April 9th at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Shows open to all youth 21 and below. New this year, a selection of the top five overall market in breeding animals. Early entry deadline of $20 is Monday, April 4th. After Monday, the entry fee increases to $25. Entry information available online and on a Facebook page at Quality Beef Day. The Beef Day Saturday, April 9th, begins 7 a.m. with registration at the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids.
In a pawn shop in Chicago, on a sunny summer day, a couple gazes at the wedding rings there on display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, "Honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do." Whispers low with this ring I've been wed.
Chicago on a sunny summer day, a couple
faces at the wedding rings there on display. Golden ring.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Full-time legends of country music. From KNDY, Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.